And we are ready.
All right, for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. They'll set the ball down on the 40. I can say this is a east-to-west stadium, and the Cats will be kicking from the east to the west. I mean, the Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. We are in our white jerseys, our crimson pants, silver helmets, because they're in their black jerseys, gold pants. And they're getting everything set. They've just called them out. And we're now, here come the Wildcats out with the football. Setting it up on the 40 on the far hash mark. Looks to be number 25, Jamel Armstrong. Are the Vikings, Nick Bergman, Taekwon Lang, and Jordan Williams for our Vikings back deep. Armstrong approaches the football, puts his foot into it, and the 51st Wintersville Classic is underway as Bergman starts from the 3 to the 5, the 10, the 15. He's got a hold down to the 30. He's by one man. He's at the 40. It's a foot race. They push him out of bounds as he gets into Cat territory at the 47-yard line.
Nick Bergman had great speed in that one, Wes. He was able to come around the left side right here towards our press box and find the corner, and he was just a step away from taking that thing to the house.
They set it down, first and 10 for the Vikings at the 47-yard line. A 57-yard return for Nick Bergman. Ball will be on the near hash mark. As I said, our Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial. The Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Taekwon Lang at wing back on our side. Bergman, far side. Or at the fullback, Bergman in motion. Pitch out to Bergman. I mean, to Lang around the right side. He's by one. He gets by a catch defender as he crosses the 45 across the 40, and it's going to be awfully close to a first down. It's going to be second.
Clear.
And see where they set him down at. About the 38-yard line, so it's going to be second and one from the 38-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Stevenson looks to the sidelines for the Vikings, gets the play. Four-man front for the Cats. They walk a corner up. Lang in motion. They give it to Lang. Lang, the ball's on the ground, and we'll lose yardage back to the 40.
But the Vikings do recover, so we'll stay with it.
Lang dropped it and immediately fell on it back at the 40. So instead of second and one, it's now going to be third and about three. 11:03 to go first quarter. Just underway here at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. Everybody getting their plays from the sidelines. Stevenson for the Vikings. Barks out signals. Slides under center. Looks at that four-man front. Brings Bergman in motion. Gives it to Lang on the counter. Runs into one man, two. And he'll lose yardage all the way back. He'll lose a couple of yards. So we'll have to punt after getting a great kickoff return and 9 yards on the first carry.
Yeah, that fumble. And even though we recovered it, the fumble does kill you right there. And then we're just not able to get those couple of yards we need for the first down, and the Vikings will have to punt on their first possession.
Going back deep is number 11 and number 14. That is Alex Kaysen and Yardley Payne. Kaysen on the far side. There's our punt. High, high, high punt. Hit, bounces, they throw a flag. I think we're going to have kick catch interference.
But they ran into each other, Wes. I'm not sure why the flag, but two Cats ran into each other. Want to remind everybody, you can hear us on the Internet, at mykickscountry.com. I listened in on my phone just a moment ago, Wes. Sounds pretty good.
Good, good.
So you can listen on your smartphone as well. Just go to mykickscountry.com, click on the listen here, and just a couple seconds, it'll download the program, and you're right there listening to the Lowndes High Vikings from
no
the
flag.
World Wide Web.
No flag. Wave it off. Cats will start first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. And here comes Shelby Wilkes as he brings the Cats out on the field. They'll bring two receivers to the near side. They keep one man. That is Nelson Herring in the backfield. Facing our five-man front. Put a man in motion towards the Cats side of the field. Now he stops. They give it to Herring in the backfield. We've got a hand on him by one man, by two, and we hit him as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Billy's going to pick up 2 yards.
Yeah, they had him in the backfield a little bit, but he changed possessions or changed directions. Chandler Sumlin, number 70 for the Vikings, had a chance to get him, but the speed, he was able to get outside, pick up a few yards, and that'll bring up second down and 7 now for the Valdosta Wildcats.
And they move it out to the 24-yard line. 9:40 to go here, first quarter, no score. Now they send twins to the far side, and they've got two receivers. The Cats will bring twins to the far side, two receivers near side. We show blitz off the corner in a four-man front. Wilkes in the shotgun for the Cats. He drops back, looks downfield. The ball is tipped up in the air, and incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. It was tipped. An offensive lineman tried to come down with it. So it'll be 3rd and 7. That stops the clock with 9:13 to go here in the first quarter and no score.
Might have been Sam Washington. I'm not sure exactly who got their hands on it. But Sam over there from that side, along with Ellis Griffin, the defensive end, may have gotten their hands up, got that tip.
And a ball on the near hash mark. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. Valdosta will now bring one man near side. That's Alex Chasen. Three receivers to the far side. Wilkes for the Cats is in the shotgun. We're showing blitz up the middle. Now we drop out. Now we really drop off. Wilkes drops back, looks, trying to throw out. Makes the catch for the first down. We gave him underneath, and that's Alex Chasen for the Cats as he made the catch underneath, and the Cats get out to the 36, 37-yard line.
Wrong decision that time as the defensive back backed up out of the way. He was playing bump coverage at the beginning, and then he backed out when the blitz backed out. And it just left an open space of 7 or 8 yards and a first down for the Cats.
Cats football all the way out to their 32-yard line. 9:06 to go. Single receiver far side. The Cats shift them. Now they've got a single receiver either side. Give the ball to Herring. Looking for a hole. Trips. One Viking hit him, and Herring just busts through our line. Gets hit several times as he gets a... Billy's going to get, it's going to be second down. I thought he had enough for a first down. They say no, second down as he gets across the 45 up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, the Vikings, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, had a head up on him, but the running back was able to just roll off of him because he's such a bowling ball. It's hard to get your arms and wrap him up.
Guys, that was Malcolm Joseph, their power runner, just in the run up, right up the middle on us.
Thank you, Marty. And they leave Joseph in at tailback. They give it again to Joseph. He gets hit in the backfield this time, and shooting the gap was number 91,
Ellis Griffin.
Ellis Griffin came through, met him in the backfield. So instead of second and one, it is now 3rd and 1 out at the 45-yard line.
So to see if the Vikings here can hold on a 3rd and 2 and maybe get the ball back here. In the first quarter, 8:01, no score.
And first possession by the Cats. Wilkes in the shotgun. Empty backfield as he sends five receivers out. Four-man rush for our Vikings against a very experienced Valdosta Wildcat offensive line. Wilkes, pump fake, starts to roll, look, throws across. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 36. That is Taquan Smith, and it'll be 4th down, and the Cats will have to punt.
That defensive line for the Vikings did a great job because Shelby Wilkes, I think, was looking to maybe run and pick up those 2 yards, but he had no place to go because our defensive line stayed in their positions and were able to keep that offensive line in place And Wilkes just had no place to go. He had to try and find a receiver.
Mack Loudermilk, the punter for Valdosta, is on quickly. We send back Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lang for the Vikings. Loudermilk for the catch at the 30. High,
booming
deep punt.
Punt.
It hits. Oh, and it'll take a Wildcat bounce out, Bill, I think, at the 6 or 7. They're going to mark it at the 8, 7 or 8-yard line.
That was a booming punt as Jordan Williams just watched it go over his head, hoping that it would bounce into the end zone. We'll get you we'll figure out how long that punt was.
They set it down on the 7. It'll be 1st and 10 Vikings on our own 7-yard line.
A 47-yard punt.
And unlike in the past where you've seen the quarterback, where you've seen Coach rotate the quarterbacks, of this second series has Stevenson in at quarterback. Or at the fullback spot, Lang and Bergman at wingback. And, Bill, we go heavy right, double tight ends to the right, run the counter play this way. Bergman looking for a hole. He's across the 10 as he'll get up about the 12-yard line, maybe give him six yards on the carry.
Yeah, the Vikings able to get a good carry right there, come around the left side towards our own sideline, pick up about 5 yards.
Yep. I said 6. I was being generous. It was 5. Again, we go double tight ends to the wide side of the field because the ball is on the near hash mark with our Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Stevenson gets a signal. Looking at a 4-man front for the Cats. Linebackers are uptight, as are the corners. Lang in motion, they shift, and we give it to Brown. Brown right up the middle, and gets almost, he'll get a yard and maybe no more. It's going to be third and at least third and about 5.
Yeah, Tevin Orr on the carry.
Tevin Orr.
And that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Vikings.
Malik Roberts brings the play in. He goes to the far side. He's in single coverage. They go to a 5-man front. We give it to Lang. He cuts back inside. Still on his feet. They stand him up. We've got the first down as Tyquan gets across the 20 up to about the 21-yard line. Bill, he started outside, saw it open up underneath, and cut back.
On that cutback run, he was able to get up inside. Tyquan Lang, for a defensive player, is playing very well on the offense.
Vikings 1st and 10 now out to the 22-yard line. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Second possession of the night for our Vikings. Cats in almost a 5-man front. We give it to Bergman. Bergman drops that shoulder. He's across the 25. Fights his way up to the 26, 27-yard line. Oh, Nick just said, I'll run over you.
Yeah, Anthony Smith for the Cats came in, filled the hole very quickly, but Bergman just plowed through, picked up maybe a 2 more yards after the initial hit. That'll bring up 2nd and 5 for the Vikings.
2nd and a long 5 for the Vikings. Ball on the near hash mark. And now when I say near hash mark, I'm talking about on our side of the field in front of our fans. Inside 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They go back to a 4-man front, the Cats do. Stevenson looking. Oh, and gets hit in the backfield. Big play for the Wildcats as they sack Stevenson back at the 20.
Yeah, the backside rush as Stevenson was looking to his left, and then he had to roll back to the right. And the backside rush, he just turned right into all of the defensive backs for the Valdosta Wildcats, and a loss on the play of 7 yards.
3rd and 12. See what coach is doing. And we'll call timeout. 4:13 to go here in the first quarter. No score. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs working on our stats. It will be 3rd and about 12, 4:13 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Ball on our end of the field. We are at our 20-yard line. We need to get up around the 33-yard line. Stevenson for the Vikings takes a snap, Drops back. There comes the rush. Throws it at the Jerome Daniels. He's across the 30, the 40, the screen play, all the way into Cat territory down at the 49-yard line. That big Cat rush come, Bill, we ran that screen play to perfection.
Yeah, we did. I tell you, we were counting on that over-aggression by the Valdosta Wildcats. And a little bump on Alex Stevenson as he's coming back to the line by one of the Valdosta Wildcats. And our Lowndes Viking players kind of hold Stevenson back a second.
3:55 to go here, first quarter, no score. That was a 31-yard screen play from Alex Stevenson to Jerome Daniels. Pitch out to Bergman. By one, Bergman gets hit at the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, and that'll be a no-gainer as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Seemed to be maybe just a little bit of confusion on our Vikings about what play they wanted to run.
I saw that as well. The Vikings were kind of tossing and looking back and forth, and there was some confusion. But nonetheless, they execute the play, and unfortunately for no yards. So.
Second and 10 for the Vikings, and we are just across the line in Cat territory. The Wildcats in a four-man front. They walk the linebackers up tight. And we give the ball up the middle. That's Jerome Daniels. He just runs over people still on his feet as he crosses the 45 down to the 40 and digs his way, Bill, to the 35-yard line and a first down.
Yeah, Daniels was maybe yards after contact. He was hit three, maybe four times, and he just kept turning those legs.
There's usually, in a game like this, a player that has not had a rib breakout game that will have one. Maybe tonight is Jerome's time. It's 14 yards on that carry. Taekwon at wing back on our side. Nick Bergman, far side. Ball on the near hash mark. 2:33 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Stevenson gives the ball to Taekwon. At Bergman. Bergman gets dragged down by his jersey behind the line of scrimmage.
So the Vikings looks like they may lose a yard on there, Wes.
Yep, it'll be second and 11 as they move the ball back to the 36.5-yard line. It's down to 2 minutes here to go in the first quarter. We go to those double tight ends, and when we say double tight ends, we've got a heavy left, which means we've got a center, guard, tackle, and two tight ends on the left side. And we run behind that power. Bergman looks for a hole and runs over two guys as he gets one, as he gets three of those yards back, as he'll get down around the 32-yard line, where it should be about third and eight from there. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Stevenson comes to the sidelines, and there's something going on because Seth Carlo is now just coming in. Quarterback swap. With a third and about six. Four-man rush, five. For the Wildcats. Carlo keeps the ball, starts to run. They grab his legs and they pull him down behind the line of scrimmage. That is number 97, Elijah Thomas, for the Wildcats, and will actually lose back to the 35, so it's going to be fourth and about 10 from the 35-yard line. And we are inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. We're going to go for it. Stevenson in the shotgun as he sends Bergman to one side, Kenny Moore to the other. There's a snap. Gives it to Lang. Back to Bergman. Gets a block from Stevenson. Down the sidelines he goes. Hurdles the man as he gets down inside the 20, across the 15. And it'll be first down Vikings around the 14. They were looking for half-back pass when they saw that reverse, but he kept the ball and rolled left, got a great block from Alex Stevenson out here in the corner. Second week in a row, Stevenson, the quarterback, has made a great block with the runner coming back. And that'll give our Vikings first and 10 down at the Wildcat 14-yard line, and that should be the last play of the first quarter. I think they're going to let it run out. Maybe not. Yes, they know. We'll see. Yes, that's the end of the first quarter. No score here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. We'll swap ends of the field. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. We start the second quarter. No score, but the Vikings are threatening, and we have a first and 10 down at the 14-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going now from left to right on your radio dial. Stevenson under center. Gives the ball to Lang looking for a hole. And Lang still on his feet as he squirts across the 10 down to the 5. And he is inside the 5.
West, one thing to watch there. Number 61, Trevor Scarborough's helmet did come off. And under the new rule, he's got to at least come off for one play.
He comes off. And number 54, Austin Ogburn, are going in his place. Austin, who has played very well whenever Tyler Altman was out last week.
Great job by Lang, keeping his feet moving.
We have a first and goal from the 4-yard line. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Vikings heading toward that west end zone. Cats are stacking it up. We got a man in motion. Pitch out to Lang, and there is a flag, and they stop everything to start with. Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back us up 5 yards. So in the first and goal at the 4, it's going to be first and goal at the 9.
11 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the ballgame. This is the second possession for the Vikings. Badassa has had one deepest field position we've had so far tonight.
11:25 to go here in the first half. No score. Stevenson at quarterback for the Vikings. Bergman, Orr, and Lang in the backfield. Cats bring those safeties up tight. Corners are up tight. And they've got a 6-man front. And they give it to Lang as he's looking, trying to get to the corner. By, he's still on his feet. They pull him down from behind as he gets down around the 6. We tried to wing it out, stretch it out, and get where Bergman could turn upfield. Was never able to.
Absolutely, Wes. We're in the short side of the field. Our guys were out there in front to make the blocks. We just didn't have enough space to get it done, Wes.
It'll be 2nd and 6. Second goal from the 6-yard line. 10:40 to go here in the first half. No score. But we're threatening to get on the board. Tevin Orr at the fullback spot for the Vikings. Stevenson under center for the Vikings. They're showing blitz. Give it to Bergman. Nope. Yes, Bergman's got it. Gets away from one man. Their cats are going to close on him. And we're going to lose yardage all the way back to about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Bergman on the carry. Deep penetration by the Wildcats. He wasn't able to bounce it out quick enough. About a 4 or 5 yard loss on the play.
It's going to be 3rd and goal as they mark it back somewhere around the 13-yard line. It was a 1st and goal from the 4. And on 2 plays, we've gone backwards. Not what the coaches want. 10:19 to go, first half, no score. As Stevenson slides under center. Double tight ends. And we give it to number 5, that's Jordan Williams up the middle, and he'll get down to the 3-yard line. It'll be 4th and goal from the 3. Now you've got a decision. You've got a decision. What do we do here?
Take the points, Wes. Looks like Coach disagrees. He's going to keep him in.
He's going to keep him in. Coach McPherson rolling the dice. 9:56 to go, first half. No score.
Crowd.
And everybody's getting loud. Stevenson barking out the signals. Tied in on either side of the field. Got a man in motion towards us. And that's Williams, and he stops. Now what?
Timeout.
Timeout. With that, 9:37 to go, first half. We'll take a 30-second break. No score right here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. We'll be right back after this. Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James along with Marty Rogers and Taylor Biddle and Bill Osborne. A whole host of Vikings. We are going to attempt a field goal. We'll set it down on the 12. It'll be a 22-yard field goal. Coach says, let's see if we can put some points on the board. Gonzalez on to see if we can draw first blood. Ball's up, and it's good. And with 9:36 to go in the first quarter, the Vikings lead 3-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. back here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. 9:37 to go, first half. Vikings have drawn first blood. They lead 3-0. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and that Page Heating and Air Stat up drive.
That last drive for the Vikings, 17 plays, 88 yards, resulted in a 21-yard field goal by Gustavo Gonzalez. Took 9 minutes and 33 seconds off the clock. Vikings lead 3-0, 9 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the half.
Gonzalez set the kickoff back deep as number 14, Yardley Payne. Number 7, Sherrod Inman. High, high kick. Inman takes it at the 5. He's up to the 10, goes looking to the far side, looking for something. We grab him by his ankle, and Inman goes down back at the 18-yard line. But there is cotton on the carpet. Let's see what we have.
Yeah, it looks like a great job of penetration by our kick coverage team getting to him in a hurry. Let's see what that penalty is, Wes.
Hold, no, block in the back. And they say back him up. Because what they'll do, they go to the spot of the foul and back it up.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, Marty.
The theme of the night down here all night long has been play smart, stay focused. They've been saying that since the kickoff. Coaches, every time players come off the field, it's play smart. Keep your head on. And they don't want to get caught up in the emotion of this game. It's very loud. It's crazy down here. But the coaches are really trying to tell them to play smart. That's your commercial banking company sideline report.
Thank you, Marty. First and 10 for the Cats down on their own 6-yard line. Shelby Wilkes, empty backfield. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Brings a man in motion. Puts him in the backfield with him. That's number 13, Nelson Herring. Gives it to Herring, trying to get around the right side. He's by one man. Oh, and he gets all the way out across the 10. He picks up about 6-7. I think they're going to give him about 7 yards on the carry.
Good job by our defense getting out there on the perimeter, making the tackle. Brings up second down, about 5, Wes? 4?
Yep, 2nd and 4. Give him 6 yards on the carry, 2nd and 4. Ball, 8:55 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. Ball out on the 12-yard line on the far side of the field with the Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. Wilts for the Cats will slide under center this time. Gives it to the running back. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and gets absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, great stop by the Vikings that time.
I was trying to see who carried the ball for the Cats. 13, that is Nelson Herring.
One of their impact players tonight.
Third, and they give him a yard, so it's going to be 3rd and 3, 8:11 to go here. First half, Vikings leading 3-0. Vikings, Cats will get the ball to start the second half. Again, Wilkes will empty the backfield as he sends trips to the Wildcat side of the field and twins to the Vikings side of the field. Four-man rush. Quick throw, catch made, and hit immediately by Trey Jackson. And it's going to be close to the first down, I think.
I really think he's at least a full yard short.
I think he's short, but it was a...
They have stopped the clock. They're going to measure. Because the ball is way over on the other side. Oh, and they're going to call.
Guys, he got it. Yeah, he had it by about a half a yard, guys. I'm looking down the line as we speak. And it was definitely a first down there.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks to Commercial Banking Company for their support and our sideline update.
That moves the ball out to the Wildcat 17-yard line. 7:39 to go, first half. Vikings leading it 3-0. Cats go under center, waiting on the snap. And they give it to number 13,
Herring.
Herring again. And Herring fights his way out, Bill, across the 20. He is going to be up close to the 25-yard line. And those were some very, very tough yards that he picked up.
Yeah, the Cats have got two good running backs in Malcolm Joseph and Nelson Herring. And they're very patient. They get behind that offensive line, and they try and pick their way down the field.
2nd and 2. 6:59 to go here in the first half with the Vikings leading 3-0. Cats braid Alex Kaysen to our side of the field as a wide receiver. Now what do we got?
I believe there's going to be a band issue.
And when that happens,
the Georgia Bridgemen are playing.
And here we go. It's going to get loud now. They go to the I formation. They put number 15 at the fullback. We show blitz, now we back out. We shift on the defensive line. Wilkes throws the ball. And catch is made out about the 29-yard line. It's going to be good enough for a first down, about a 5-yard pitch and catch, as they made it, as they took advantage of us coming off the strong side.
Yeah, just a little quick turnaround by the receiver for the Cats, and they pick up a first down.
6:25 to go here in the half. Vikings leading it 3-0. Ball still on the far hash mark. This time, Cats bring two receivers to our side of the field. Wilkes for the Cats in the shotgun. We're showing blitz, and there we come, and they give it to, that is Malcolm Joseph, the fullback, as he gets a first down out to the 40. However, back at the 30, we're going to have holding.
Yeah, that looks, the flag's on the field at the 30, and that generally is going to be what the call is, holding.
Because we showed blitz, and as we started up, they held number 17, Trey Jackson, as he was trying to get into the backfield.
Yeah, the Cats called for holding. That'll be marked off 10 yards from that 30.
And that'll mark it back to the 20. And it'll be about first and 19 from there.
For the Cats.
Yep, for the Cats, with 6:17 to go here in the half, with the Vikings leading 3-0. It has been a quick first half, as we've now reached midway through the second quarter. Two receivers come out to our side in the I formation. Tied into their side, we shift to the wide side of the field on the defensive line. And they give it to, that is Joseph. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but he'll bull forward for about 2 yards. So it's going to be second, Bill, and about 17.
Hey, interesting note. You said pregame penalties and what the refs are going to do are going to matter. Three penalties all on Valdosta for 22 yards.
Second and 17, the ball out at the Cat 21-yard line on the far side of the field. Brunswick leads Coffey 12-7. That's surprising. Camden over Tift 20-0. Brooks 14, Fitzgerald 7. Wilkes in the shotgun for Valdosta. Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield. We're still showing a five-man front. And we finally get a defensive back over. Wilkes drops back. Throws downfield. Catch is made up about the 35-yard line. And, Bill, that'll only be about 4-yard catch, so it's still going to be third and about 12. They've got to get almost out to the 40.
Yeah, the trips were here to the left side, and he quickly threw out to the right. Defensive back Nick Hart there was able to make the tackle very quickly for very little gain. That'll bring up third and long now for the Wildcats.
And we make a defensive change.
That's Brian Bell coming out.
Joseph stays in the backfield with Wilkes, but he is their leading receiver. We're showing blitz by Trey Jackson off the far side. There's a snap, and there we come after him. Throws the ball up in the air, and good pass defense by number 31.
Yeah, Shelby Wilkes had to throw that ball way faster than he wanted to. It was a great rush by the defensive line. Our linebackers came in and stunted inside to make the assist on the blitz, and he had to throw that ball so quickly he couldn't really set himself and make a good throw.
But we had seven guys coming on that blitz. It's 4:08 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0, and Valdosta will have to punt. Back deep is Tyquan Lang, standing about our 45. Mac Loudermilk standing on the 10, and he can boom it.
Yeah, he boomed the last one.
We come after it. He gets it away. And we just signal fair catch. And Tyquan lets it hit. Oh, it hits at about the 30. And it takes a big Foul box to bounce all the way down, Bill, to about the 7-yard line.
Well, there were seven defenders coming up on Nick Bergman as Tyquan Lang, as he went to make that fair catch. He looked up, saw those guys, a 68-yard punt. He saw those guys, and he did not want to fumble it. So I know that entered his mind. He just let it go, but it took such a roll.
And I'm going to tell you what, smart play. You know, even though the ball ended up where it was, you'd rather have possession of it at the 7 than them have possession of it at the 7. Them, I say, Valdosta. 3:55 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. We're going from left to right on your radio dial now. Ball on the far hash mark. And we give it to, I'm trying to get a number, number 5. That is Jordan Williams as he gets up across the 10. He'll get 3 yards, give him 4. So it should be 2nd and 6. Moves the ball out to the middle of the field. We switch receivers. Mark Carrion brings the play in. Carrion will come to our side. We run tight end to their side. Got Williams in motion. Drop that look. Throws out. Got a man open. Catch made by Nick Bergman. Bergman across the 45, the 50, into cat territory, down to the 48-yard line. Made the catch back about the 30, over the shoulder. Boy, did Stevenson just lay that one in there. So very pretty, Bill.
That was a great pass by Stevenson. He hit him before he opened up on the break. He anticipated where he was going to be, and a 42-yard catch for the Lowndes High Vikings, and it's 1st down and 10 as they cross into the Valdosta territory.
Down at the cat, 47-yard line. There's 3:02 to go here in the half, but our Vikings leading 3-0. Stevenson barking out signals. Valdosta in a 4-man front. And they give it to Orr. Orr just battles up the middle. Look at those big legs churn as he gets across the 45, down to the 40, give him down to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Tevin Orr, so powerful when he gets the ball. He just is able to pick up yards after the hit.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We're at the 220 mark here in the first half. At the cat, 43-yard line, 2nd and 6. And we give it to Bergman, looking for someplace to go. Cut to inside. Nick's going to be awfully close to the first down. And they'll say he has it as he crosses the 40 and gets down around the 36-yard line.
Great blocking by the offensive line for the Vikings as he went over the left side, picks up nice blocks, gets the yardage he needs for a first down.
We shift tight end to our side of the field. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Stevenson barking out signals. Cats now in a 5-man front. They're showing blitz. We pitch out to Lang. Lang looking for a hole by somebody. Runs behind his block. He gets across the 30, down to the 25, all the way down to the 20-yard line.
I thought they're going to mark him inside, maybe, West, at the 19.
I think you're right, Bill, but boy, Tyquan Lang playing smart. As we come to the right side, he just got behind his blockers and floated and stayed there and stayed there and let them set up the block for him. Lang comes out. Williams are coming in.
Yeah, the Cats read that, too. That was the great thing, was they swept to this side, and we still did a great job. Got big, picked up good yards.
We give it again to Orr up the middle. Big Devin fights his way from the 19 down to the 15, giving 4 yards on the carry. 2nd and 6 down to the 15-yard line. We're at a minute 20 to go here in the first half, with the Vikings leading 3-0. We're headed toward that west end zone.
We still have 2 timeouts, Wes. Vikings do.
Cats are trying to get players off the field.
Oh. Sorry, we have 1 timeout.
They're calling timeout. The Cats get timeout. The Cats get a timeout with 1:01 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. Back here, and let's go down the sidelines. Marty?
One comment I wanted to make is Tyler Altman's playing tonight. He was off last week. He had that bad bruise on his inside leg, but he's playing tonight. I've watched him have a couple pancake blocks already. He said it's a little sore, but he's toughing it out and playing very, very well.
Thank you, Marty. for that Commercial Banking sideline update. 1:01 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. It is 2nd and 5. We are at the 15-yard line. We've got to get down to the 5. Bergman in motion. Great big pitch out to Bergman. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and we're going to lose yardage back to the 19.
Yeah, the Vikings, they keep going, pitching out. The clock's running on that, under 50 seconds now. We're telegraphing that tossed pitch.
And we're taking such a long time to do it, and they're very, very fast. They're getting there really quick. We've got time for one play. Nope, there's going to be a timeout, and it's going to be timeout Vikings. And we'll take a 30-second break. 40.4 seconds to go, leading 3-0. We'll be right back after this.
And it's Commercial Banking Company. Get it all in.
Back here in, at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Vikings leading 3-0, 40.4 seconds to go. It is 2nd and 10 as we go back to the 19-yard line. We just used our last timeout.
The Vikings
says we've got one left.
Well, the Vikings have the ball. And we have the Vikings have it 3rd and 10 now, Wes. As you said, 40 seconds left in the half. The Vikings in field goal range on the 20. Let's see what they do.
Tight end to the Cat side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Stevenson looks over that Wildcat defense. Takes the snap. Drops back. There comes the rush. Steps in the pocket. Throws downfield. Catch made by Kenny Moore. And they'll stop the clock. That'll stop the clock while they set the chains. Bill, it'll be 1st and goal from the 3.
Yeah, the Vikings are going to have to hurry to the ball. Maybe we're going to spike it here with 32 seconds left in the half. Vikings line up very quickly. They're put in play. They're going to run a play.
No, they don't. Ball's on the ground, and we have to fall on it.
Did
the Cats come away with it? Did the Cats come away with it?
Yes, they did.
No.
Yep, the Cats have it.
No, they don't. They said we did, Bill. We're going to try to attempt a field goal.
The clock's running. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Stevenson has to pick it up, runs into a Cat defender, and they'll stop us at the 10. That'll be the end of the first half. We'll keep it right here as Marty Rogers will get with Coach Mack coming off the field.
Coach, that's not the way you want it to end it, but you do take a 3-0 lead at halftime.
Yeah, we've got to keep playing, man. We should have had some points there. Got to keep playing.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime?
Man, we got to keep playing now. We got to keep playing. We got to figure out what they're doing. We've got to keep going.
Second half.
All right. The Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. As Coach McPherson, not much to say, as he's exactly right. We missed points there at the end. And, Wes?
We knew it was going to be a very close ball game. I'd 3-0, if you told me 3-0 at halftime. And the Cats has only had the ball twice in the first half from what my count is.
Yeah, the Vikings have got to get some points.
We have got to get some points. Let's go ahead and take our first break here on the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. It's halftime. Vikings are leading 3-0. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.